I'm trying to go find some, but we can go ahead and start it up.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. We are here with, of course, Josh and Reggie. He is a favorite of this show, and he stopped watching the Falcons for a good minute. And I was going to have him come on, but he was like, I ain't watching no more of this fucking team. And then he watched, and I was like, oh, he watched. Let me get him back on here. So he watched the game yesterday, thanks to his wife, pretty much. Thank God for her, so we could get Reggie back on this show because she's a Raiders fan, a now Vegas Raiders fan. You know, they really got to stop moving because I keep wanting to say Oakland and then them other teams in LA that moved. Like, I was telling these teams to stay put. Like, I can't keep up with all the names. Like, I'm getting older. I can't keep up anymore. So, Reggie, how have you been?
Oh, man. Everything is great.
Everything's Gucci. Did you guys have a happy Thanksgiving / Indigenous holiday or whatever people are calling it these days?
Oh, yeah. I was at home. I didn't do anything. My wife spent time with the family, but I was working basically, so yeah, I had to work.
Oh, that sucks. Well, not really. I mean, you got that money. Josh, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. Just chilled at the house, had a few of the bae's siblings over, and that was it, really.
That's what's up. I came to DC area. Y'all ain't gonna know where the fuck I'm at. And I got my test before I came, and I quarantined. And I know a lot of y'all didn't, so thanks a lot, assholes, for us having a dark winter. But I did the right thing. And my Thanksgiving was pretty good, but my family did get pissed off at me because I played that lady's video. If y'all saw that video of her on Thanksgiving cussing out her family because someone messed up the mac and cheese.
I saw part of it.
Yeah, I played that video like 25 times while they were cooking, and they got really, 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 really mad at me. So, but they didn't mess up, so I think it worked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want my food to be messed up on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, that's what happened. And we had a game yesterday. I missed it, and then I caught up a little bit. I was kind of watching back and forth after the game. You know how they play the shit after it's done. And we won. I'm pretty shocked, honestly. When I saw the score, I was more upset than happy because what the fuck was that last when we played the Saints? And then we do this. 43-6? Like, are you fucking kidding me? I hate this team. I, like, fucking hate them. Why can't we just get it together? Why? One of y'all explain to me.
Probably Josh can.
Somebody.
I honestly don't either. Like, we can't beat the Saints, but we can beat the team that beat the Saints. Handily at that. Like, but what I did see differently from the defense from when we played the Raiders and the Saints, like I said, Raheem, they blitzed Debo like once against the Saints. And yesterday, we blitzed Foyer, blitzed. I think Debo blitzed too. So they were blitzing the linebackers more often compared to the Saints game. So I would say they were just doing a little bit more on defense compared to comparing both of the games. But hopefully they do that this go around when we see them again. Because again, make Taysom beat you with his arm, load the box with eight people, and then just go from there. Just put AJ on Thomas and heck, give him help. Double Thomas if you want to do that. But low the box for eight people and make Taysom beat you with his arm, because I don't think he could do it.
I just want to beat him. I don't care how we do it, man. You know, I'm just sick of the Saints. You know, we all are, man. I'm like, the only reason they beat us because of our mental lapses, man. I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from them, but I believe we can win a lot more games if we just on our end handle our business on our end. But you know, again, that's why it goes back to, you know, what I was saying earlier on Twitter, man, we're like the most consistently inconsistent team with all this talent that we have. You know, we shouldn't be only scoring 6 points or whatever. How many did we score against the Saints last time?
Nine.
Yeah, whatever. You know, it's like, yeah. Come on, man. The same with yesterday, man. But, you know, Matt happened to throw two TDs, so. Yeah, man, we you know, this is the only game this game in Tampa Bay are the only games that, well, Kansas City too, but, you know, I just really definitely want to beat the Saints, man, because.
Yeah, we have to.
I had too many Saints fans in my ear at work, so. Yeah, man, I just got to shut them up. We got to split with them. For real.
Oh, yeah, every year, like. As long as we don't get swept, I'm good. Just a 1-1.
Man, but that's the thing. It's like we can do it. I know we can. I know we can easily. You know, because they don't show anything that says they're world beaters out there. Everybody. I mean, you know, it's like, man, why we can't do it? Like, yeah. You get frustrated again.
Yeah, man. That's why I'm like I had people, I was out today. Not out. Okay. I had on a mask and I was just doing some odd jobs. But I had on my Falcons hat and there were people stopping me like, "Hey, y'all won yesterday." And I was like, "Okay, and like, we still slut." Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm just not, like, I am dead inside. This team has literally killed me. Literally, I am dead inside. My heart is ice now when it comes to this team. They're like, "Oh, y'all like obliterated them." And I'm like, "Okay, so."
Yeah, pretty like, much. You know.
Why are you running down these stairs right now? God, what the fuck? Why'd you just start? You know what? I'm sorry. My brother just is a fucking dickhead. I said I'm recording, and he's still going to come down these stairs and then throw a Kinder Egg at me from across the goddamn room. What is wrong with him? What the fuck was I even saying before he did all that?
I forgot. He's probably
dead. I don't know. But I'm just dead. Like, why are we just so good at being inconsistent?
I feel like Dirk, he calls games based on the talent that we have. He doesn't call games to take advantage of opposed defenses like weaknesses. He just sees that, hey, I have Matt Ryan, I have Julio, I have Calvin. They're all talented enough to where I can just call BS and they'll make it work. That's how I feel like he calls games. Because, again, if you look at how he called the game for Matt Schaub when he played the Seahawks last year, he doesn't call the game like that for Matt. For Ryan. Mm-hmm. So that's my personal feel on it. So because of that, when Matt and Julio and Calvin aren't playing up to their best on a particular Sunday, it trickles down. It makes the entire offense just looks bad to me.
Man, the whole offense just
booty cheek.
Yeah, pretty much, man. This is, you know, my opinion on Dirk, man. Yeah, everybody knows, man. The man garbage, man. Honestly, the only thing that I saw, okay, when we signed him again was, okay, it's familiar, you know, being familiar with Matt. But going back to his first tenure, I'm like, it was, you know, his main issue running the ball.
Right.
We was like, come on, man. You know, that's one thing he does not do well. You know, going back even to Jacksonville, the outlier was having Jones Drew back there in the backfield with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But other than that, man, the guy is like anemic to running the ball, man. I mean, granted, he tried to do it pretty well yesterday, but like, come on, man, you could have been doing this. Yeah. Like, you got to create balance. And to your point about what you said about Dirk, man, I just think, you know, when he see all these pieces that we got, he can't do anything with them. It's like, man, I don't know. You know, I don't know how to feature these guys. So, yeah, and it shows, man, because everybody is so happy about, well, not everybody. You know, there are folks that are like, oh, well, you know, we're a top 10 passing team. Okay, we're a top 10 passing team, but if you look past the stats and your actual eye seeing the game, yeah, we throw the ball, but we can't even get in the red zone. Like,
exactly.
And if we do get in the red zone, what happens? We always stall out.
Yep.
You know, we got to kick the ball, which is – that's another thing we're going to talk about too. But, man, that's like, you know – and I'm pretty sure y'all get mad. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all get mad and other folks get mad at me always talking about the Falcons. You know, like, I try to be positive, but it's like I can't accept mediocrity, man. I mean, I just every day, you know, every week, you know, when we win, I'm like, okay, what we do, like, offensively or defensively. And, you know, it's like if one side is right, you know, the other side is still, you know, struggling, which is the case. Defense was playing lights out yesterday.
Yeah,
offense was still struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, yeah, man, it's ridiculous.
When it comes to the offense, people need to know something, and I know y'all have the correct answer to this question. Is Ridley a number one receiver?
No, I was actually coughing right there.
But, I mean, he has potential.
Yeah, but I don't currently, no, because we've seen time and time again when Julio isn't playing, our passing game is subpar, and that's been nice. Really is not. He's not number one at this moment in time. Like Reggie said, he has the potential to be, but if we're talking right now on November 30th at 10 o'clock p.m., he's not.
Of 2020.
Yeah, of 2020.
Yeah. Well, put that out there. Folks, he's not. And y'all are just going to have to deal with that fact.
Right. And I'm not saying that he's bad, but he's just not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, surefire number one. Because, I mean, again, he can't. I don't see it. He can't even beat double teams like that. Not right now, because that's what a lot of teams are doing. When Julio's not playing, they're doubling red. And when he's not open, Matt really has no one else. Because, I mean, 9 out of 10, Blake, he probably won't get open. The key is we really don't play him like that. And then Hayden, he may be covered or whatever, or may have an accidental drop. But yeah, when Julio's not playing, we have to rely on Red. Our passing offense is really suspect.
Very. It looks so meh.
But I mean, that could also be backed on Dirk. He needs to be. If we had a better OC than Dirk, then maybe Calvin could possibly look like a number one when Julio isn't playing. But as of right now, what we have to work, what we're seeing, and what we have on our team at this current moment, he's not number one, in my opinion.
Nope.
Fact. Ant says preach. Let's Dirk for a second. Okay, so our lovely, depending on who she voted for, white friend, Kelsey. Kelsey on Twitter. I'm just saying, if she voted for that Tito, you know, we can't be friends. I don't know, because she ain't a white person that be talking about politics on Twitter like Jenna and them from the Falcoholic. You know, they'd be like, fuck Trump.
It does. I don't care.
Kelsey, it's to be determined, girl. But you was tripping today. We liked you. No, not today. Yesterday. We like you, okay? But you tweeted something about where the Dirk haters at, and then you got attacked. And Reggie said it was because some shit about some crazy person.
Oh, yeah. About Dirk. Yes, you know, which is, we all know, Dirk.
Like that, someone said
Dork. I'm sorry, Dork Carter.
Yeah, so someone sent death threats to his parents. Yeah. Now, I highly doubt that was a Twitter person who went to investigate where his parents live, first of all, and then was like, let me send them a letter full of death threats. I highly doubt that was somebody on Twitter. Like, highly. You got to be mental and deranged to do something like that. But to call the rest of us out like a particular restaurant owner that was tripping today, call the rest of us out yelling at us, talking about where y'all at. Like, girl, Dirk is still bad. He's still bad. Why are you mad at us? Because he's still bad. Just because we ain't saying nothing because we won does not make him still a bad coach.
She was probably just caught up in the moment that she saw 43 on the scoreboard and then realized, like, hey, 15 or 20 points of these points came from field goals. Another 7 came from a pick 6. So the offense really put up, what, 21, and they barely did that.
Yeah.
And so... So she's probably in the heat of the moment and just said that. She probably wasn't thinking too clearly.
But that's what I said yesterday. I was like, you know, what did he do? Like, I wasn't being funny. I don't have any beef with Kelsey, but
right.
What did he do? Like, Matt threw for 2 TDs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Raiders are not a good team. They're not a good team right now.
No. Right, right.
So for Matt to really throw for, what, 100 and something? With 185. And 2 TDs and Ito run that rush for a touchdown. I was like, okay, wow, that's out of 40 points. And then, like you said, cool kick for the equivalent.
He had like five kicks, I think. Field goal.
Like, had 19 points off of field goals, like the equivalent of 2 TDs or damn near 3. So it's like, come on, man. Dirk didn't do anything. Like, this is the same offense that we've seen the last couple of weeks last year at his first tenure. I mean, granted, it's a little different, slightly different from his first tenure, but it's still the same. The whole workings are still the same, but
right.
He didn't do anything different. Like, you saw what you cannot teach. In this case with Dirk, you cannot teach an old dog new tricks because he's still the same. He's not going to change for anything. And that's the ridiculous part. And that's why he got to go. Like, I know you said, well, at the end of the year, he's gone anyway. But, like, the last few weeks, man, I've been fed up. Well, shit. Last year I was done with him, but you know, I'm just like, it's time to go, man. You gotta go. I seen enough. I don't want to see any more of you play calling. I just want right now, just show me what Greg Knapp can do.
Yeah.
Because I know he's gonna go. I know he's gone too, but I'd rather see him than see Dirk call another play. And like I said yesterday, I did see this play at the beginning of the game that I remember Sark did. In the divisional game against Philly, the playoff game against Philly, he flexed the fullback out wide yesterday, Keith Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? Why are you doing it? Like, I mean, are you, you can't pass. I mean, I know what you're trying to do, but why are you flexing the fullback out wide? No,
right.
Don't do it. I mean, you know, I forgot either he passed, but I was like, usually when you flexing out a fullback, you just motion them to run the ball. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And I think he passed out of that. And I'm like, dog, no. You're not fooling nobody. Stop. Like, come on, man. You wasting my time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just like, yeah, man, you got to go. And
yeah. No, I agree. I kind of want to see what Grand Knapp can do. Kyle plays from that.
Yeah. I mean, it can't hurt.
Yeah.
It can't hurt. You got 4 weeks left.
Five. Yeah.
So yeah, man. I just want to see, man. I guess, but Dirk got to go, man. Like literally, he's supposed to have been gone when Quinn was gone.
Look, I don't know why he wasn't gone when those two were gone, but I guess we gotta wait and suffer through more games to get there. But I am really, really tired of us getting down the field. We're like going down the field just to do a field goal. We've been doing this for how many years now?
I mean that's what we get with Derek being our OC. I mean,
we
you have Matt Julio. You're going to move the ball regardless. But when you get from that 20 and that from both red zones, once you get in those areas, that's when you make your money as a play caller. Like like I said, with Derek, he just feel like, hey, I got Matt Julio, Hayden, and Calvin. They're good enough to do whatever. So that again, if we had a better OC, we wouldn't have no issues. No problems. But I mean, again, we have to, because we had this incompetent idiot in Dirk running this offense. I mean, we just got to live with it for these next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do something rare. Oh, it hurts and pains me to do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to say it. Woo. Is taking a lot out of me and my soul. Like, my soul is leaving from my body right now. Good job, Ho. All right, I'm gonna give you props. Ho, you are doing a pretty good job. Okay, you've only missed, I don't know, one time this season, I guess, and you are keeping us up with these points. You scored 19 points yesterday.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's good, but it's sad at the same time.
I mean, no, yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good for him.
But it's sad.
Bad for us. For the collective offense.
Yeah, because again, we should have been up in that game 14-0 or 14-3. Yeah. If we had a good OC, we would have been up 14-0, 14-3. Like y'all said, there's no reason why we should drive down the field and have to settle for field goals after like a 13 play drive. Like, that's stupid. That's crazy. Like, you got a 13 play drive taking up 7 minutes of a quarter, and you still got to settle for a field goal. Like, come on, man.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, man.
Lord, I might do this math wrong. Y'all don't even come at me if I do this math wrong. 42. Hold on. Trying to do the math to see how many points we would have actually had if all his field goals were fucking. God damn it. If all his field goals were actually touchdowns. I'm trying to do the math. It would have been a lot of fucking points if I gave up. Yeah, we would have blown him out of the water and had like a fucking the victory rule that's in the team would have probably been implemented.
How many field goals did he kick yesterday?
19 divided by 3 is 60 something. I lost it. It'd have been a lot of points. It's 6.33. Hey, shut up. That's not even. It's late. I'm blaming on it being late to my math skills. And I don't have pen and paper, so leave me alone. I don't care if Google is a thing. It would have been a lot of fucking points, okay? So, yeah.
Wait. I got it. So, you get back. He kicked 5 field goals, so that's 35 points right there if we score touchdowns.
See, It had been the fucking big, the whatever that rule in Pee Wee is. What's it called? Nah,
no, they don't have mercy rules in the NFL.
Yeah. they should.
Right.
Sometimes.
I remember a couple games just off the chain. So, on defense, we apparently did really good. Well, better than last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say really good, but I'm like, was it really good or was it just better than last week?
Well, they held the Saints pretty well, but it's just you can only do so much on the Saints when your offense is not doing anything.
Right.
Because those 9 points came from our MVP and Cool. Yeah, man, it's only so much you can do, and like we said, it goes back to dirt, and it trickles down to another reason, Chris Morgan, with the offensive line, and then yeah, it goes down to the players, and then so forth, so on. But this week they played pretty well. Okay, wow, whoop-de-doo. Next week, now see they punked y'all last week.
Exactly.
So you seen my tweet, Josh, and that's why I was more mad about it's like when I tweeted every starting lineman last week.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man. I that's who I'm more upset with because they pulled your female card out there, man. They made you look like some females out there. So so now you get a chance to get some get back this week. So you better block better than what you did last time.
Yeah, but again, all the time's at the dirt. If he sees that McGarry is having a little trouble, Stock should do nothing else. At least help block, like chip him. Yeah. Like I said, it all ties back to dirt.
Yeah, it does. Because like you said, and then that is another thing. Like you said, those long developing plays.
Exactly.
You got to cut them out. If your offensive line cannot hold those blocks long, you might have to go to the short passing game.
Yep.
So, yeah, like you said, a good offensive coordinator will help their best player out, help their team out if they're struggling. But obviously, we don't have that, so.
Nah.
Yeah.
Look, last week, Josh said that we need to blitz. So.
I agree.
It worked. It worked. Show me one clip of us blitzing Debo for you, and it doesn't work. You're either going to get a sack or a turnover if you blitz one of them. Do it more often. Like, since Raheem had taken over, every game we were blitzing at will. But when we finally play New Orleans, all of a sudden he doesn't want to blitz them like that. It's like, I get you want to, like, try and spy Taysom and see, like, you don't want to blitz because he could possibly escape the pressure and just take off for a big game, but bump that. Like, you have to dictate how this game is going to go with him. He's not a passer. He's not a legit NFL QB, so you have to live and die with that blitz.
Yep. You're going to have to blitz, man. If you don't blitz, I swear, Josh is going to fucking lose his fucking mind. Like, he might pull up, find your house, and just sit outside.
Sure, because it doesn't make any logical sense to me. Like, you see that it works 10 times out of 10, but you don't want to do it against another team. Well, who doesn't even have a quarterback? Like, that doesn't make any type of sense to me.
But that's why I said, this is why I said inconsistent.
Exactly. That's on the coaches too.
Because that's why I'm like, okay, I'm okay. I don't want Raheem, but if they do keep him, his auditioning tape has always been New Orleans and this year Tampa Bay, of course, with Tom Brady and them. But mainly, what can you do against New Orleans? Because they're on the verge of winning the division for the third, fourth year in a row. So, man, yeah, we need to. It's time to get your foot out your ass, man. It's time to play, man.
Right.
it shouldn't be like this. You shouldn't have to start doing good when somebody's job is on the line. You know, you're supposed to.
Thank you. Right. Yes, you can't start playing once people's job is on the line, especially when it's your own job on the line. You are getting paid millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Do this. So do your job. I don't understand why it's so hard. Like, do your job. You're getting paid so much money.
But that's why I'm not a fan of those buddy-buddy coaches, though.
Yep.
That's right. So. Fuck them buddy-buddy.
Because if y'all see it, every coach that we had since I've really been watching Atlanta, except for Dan Reeves, have all been buddy-buddy players.
Yeah. Coach. Exactly.
Jim Moore. I don't count Bobby Petrino because he was whatever. Mike Smith and Dan Quinn, all of them, they were buddy buddies. Yeah, none of them were like a Dan Quinn type of, I mean, not a Dan Reeves type of head coach. Like, they wasn't like, they were not legit coaches, man. I'm tired of that. Like, we have to hire a legit coach, man, who doesn't care who you are on his team. Like, if you're not playing up to par, you gonna get called out or you'll get benched, man. Like, stop with this buddy buddy mess.
Exactly. I don't care what round you got drafted in.
Right.
If you're not producing, let the next man who actually wants to play, who wants to see the field, get him out there, man. Right.
We wasted too much money because players and coaches are friends. Too much money.
Yeah, you can't. You like, I get you wanna be cool with them, but nah, this ain't the time. Like, nah, we trying to win a championship. Man. Like, you gotta be cutthroat as possible.
Yes,
sad but true.
Whoever the next coach is going to be, I want foots up asses at all times.
For real, that's what we need.
Out of the asshole, I want it to stay up there because I want my ring.
Yeah, man, I'm outside of the New Orleans game and Kansas City game. I'm just ready to see what we're gonna do off the field wise, man. You know, that's like really where I'm at, really.
Yeah.
Because I just want to see, okay, are we going offensive coach again, finally, for an offensive-minded coach, or are we going to stick with a defensive coach? But like I said, the strength is your offense. So,
yeah,
you know, despite Dirk handicapping them, your offense is still your strength. So get somebody, Joe Brady. out there.
Yeah.
Or if Bienemy is gone, hey, so be it. But it's one of those two. Those who I really want. So, you know, I just want to get this offense jump started, really.
Yeah.
I know the defense still needs to be fixed, but I'd rather have an offensive coach right now because, like I said, the offense is strength, and then we can work with the defense as we go on. So,
yeah.
But that's just me personally. That's just my personal opinion.
No, I kind of agree. Like, we already took two swings and missed on the last two defensive coaches. So, yeah, bring in the offensive coach, and we'll see how that works.
Yeah. Yep, the last offensive coach we had outside of Petrino was Reeves. So, they tell you how long it's been since it's been. So yeah, man, we dying for it, man. I just want to win. I don't care how you do it. Just
right.
That's what it boils down to, man. I just want to win, man. I'm tired of sitting here every week criticizing this team, man. Trust me, I don't get happy about doing that. But it's just that's what we see, and we want better. So
right, that's it.
That's all it boils down to. We just want to be better. And then also for me personally, I just want to see Arthur Blank live to see the Super Bowl, man. Because you know he's up there age, and you know I just want him to enjoy a Super Bowl win in his lifetime. So that's more so for me too. So
his lifetime. I want his money. Shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we all do. But you know, since he took over, he's tried everything to make this franchise to be the best. But at the same time, the flip side, you know, the coaches, the hires, they've been questionable. Like as the time went on, they've became questionable hires. But I mean, you know, I just want him to enjoy it, man. Cause he was almost there, but you know, we're not gonna talk about that either. Right. But I just sometimes I sit back and like, man, I wish he had bought this team way earlier than he initially did, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, so yeah.
But Letha, it's funny though, because Marcus he hinted that he's like, it's gonna be funny when Shanahan's the Falcons' new head coach in 2021.
Son, I swear to God, don't even play.
But he said this weeks ago though, like weeks ago.
Don't even play with me on this earth. I swear to God, I'll become a Cardinals fan.
But no, that won't happen because Shanahan's still on the contract.
Yeah, and the 49ers not letting him go.
Right, right.
that's just, yeah. No.
Josh, why do that?
Marcus Bryant put that idea in my head. I was like, oh, crap. That would be something. Because, I mean.
Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport. If NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. If NBA, MLB, PGA, or esports, choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. If PGA, Thrive has new contests for each day of the tournament, Thursday only, Friday only, etc. So don't sweat your golfers ruining your weekend by not making the cut. Thrive has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code DBNReport when you sign up today and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
Well, he's been out there for what? The last, what, three, four years?
Since 2017,
yep. So, yeah, 4 years. And he only had, what, one win the season?
Right, and they got a winning record right now? Or they still?
No, they under 500. They're probably like a game better than us.
They call it injuries.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. It's too late at night to be getting my blood pressure up like that. You know I be getting quick to anger. God damn it. Every time you bring up his name, a demon comes out of me. Like that.
I don't know how I would react if we did hire him.
Yeah, I'd be Cardinals until his firing. Like, y'all think I'm playing. This will become the quickest Cardinals podcast. Woo! Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, he can't come back to Atlanta, man.
No, I like Atlanta Stadium for life. I swear to God, I would jump that little fucking fence onto the field and just choke him out like Homer does to Bart in that Simpsons introduction. That's what you see. Woo, Lord. I gotta calm down now. The sweet potato pie, but I think we're out. God damn it. How am I supposed to calm down? Look, Josh always gets somebody angry. I'm mad.
You seem pretty angry.
Y'all know every time his name comes up, I get mad.
I told you like the female version of Slim Shady. I told you that a long time ago. You know, you just I'm gonna tell you in it and what I mean by that. It's like, you know how Eminem used to be when, like, just off the screws, off the Richter. Yeah, that's how Letha is. That's what you remind me of. Just the female Slim Shady.
Some things just make me mad.
I'd be talking and cussing up a storm after that.
Yeah. I don't know why Josh did that, y'all. But yeah, we play the Saints next week. Hopefully we win. If we don't, I don't know what's gonna happen. Reggie, who are your non-fireables on the team? So if they get rid of every player, which ones would you not want in the chat?
Wait. You said non-fireable what? Players or
players?
Coaches? Oh, players. Well, obviously Matt is on Matt Julio, Dion. Who else on the contract? Do all the ones that are under contract for longer than a year or two, those are the ones that are safe, obviously.
Yeah.
Man, Foyer, we gotta keep Foyer, man.
Yep.
We gotta resign Foyer. Like, matter of fact, they should be, man, I don't know how much money we got, but yeah, Foyer gotta get extended, man. Before, because he's every game that he does good, he's getting more expensive. So,
yep,
man. who else, man? Shoot.
Yo, Reggie said Foyer, chill out,
man. You know what? Look. If y'all notice me on, I'm all for a player getting their money, man. I always want a player to get their money, but also the good ones, you know, the good ones you want to keep. So Foyer has been a pleasant surprise, especially where he was drafted. Like, I didn't expect any of this out of Foyer, but hey, man, he made me a believer. So
I didn't even know he existed until he started making some plays.
Of course, Chris Lindstrom, because I'm a trenches guy. Be honest with you. Grady, of course. Well, he's extended more than 2 years, but yeah. Man, everybody else. I mean, Josh, I know you know how I feel about Jake. Yeah, man. But see, this is the thing. I'd rather if we do anything, I would love to kick Jake inside the guard, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he can do something at guard, but yeah, he's been struggling at tackle a little bit this year, too much for my liking. But yeah, man, I definitely, those are my only non-fireables. So, I mean.
Okay. Everybody has said just Matt, Julio, and Brady.
Yeah, I mean, those are default. They're not going anywhere. I know mostly everybody wants a new quarterback, but we already know that's not going to happen. Not probably, maybe the next, maybe after next year, maybe, but right now they're not going to pay attention to the quarterback position unless Matt just fall off the face of the earth between now and you know, next year. Yeah. But no, I don't see Matt being supplanted by anybody right now. So yeah, he's safe. He's safe.
Safety.
Julio too.
You know he's safe. They both. I'm telling y'all, yeah, they're both retired at the same
time. I really don't think they're going to. I mean, I honestly think they're going to play with another team. No, I'm just saying, I'm being funny. I'm saying like if this new coaching staff have their way after a year or two, can see them playing with another team. Nobody ever plays with their same team that drafted them throughout. Roddy White was the exception, and who, Ray Lewis. He stayed with Baltimore.
Okay.
He stayed with Baltimore too. So it's few and far in between though. So
yeah.
I mean, you see it with Peyton Manning.
Went to the
Colts and then went to the Broncos and then dipped. So that's why I said I can see Matt and Julio, you know, if you know they get that to that point where the GM said, oh, yeah, I can cut these guys now. I can see that happening. So you know, but right now they're safe. right now.
Yeah, I just want to hurt my feelings tonight.
No,
I'm just giving you the being a realist. I'm not saying I do not want to give people hope. I mean, you know, fantasy. I that's one thing I can't do on as far as football. I'm not going to give you the fantasy, you know, hope thing. So I'm just telling you, eventually, sometimes, maybe. I mean, we'll be fortunate enough if they stay and retire as a Falcon, but yes. I can see them going to another team if the GM decides to see, like, oh, well, I got money where I can move them. So,
see, even Jack. Is that Jack?
Exactly. Yep. That's her.
He said, don't say that.
Okay. No, honestly, that
go Dawgs. Why... Go Dawgs, Jack.
Get it.
Go
Dawgs. But no, that's why I say, like, if Lewis Riddick becomes IGM, I'm telling you, the first order of business, he gonna let Matt play out his contract and he go ship him out of here.
Yeah, because
he's gonna let Matt play out this 2021, and then after that he gonna ship him out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when if he ever did become general manager, he's gonna look at the books. That's his gonna be his first thing is to look at the books and see where he can get money, cut costs somewhere. And,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I said I can see it happening. Just not next year. Maybe the year after next or 2023. But right now, no. So, yeah. They're safe.
We all know the real reason why Roddy had to retire.
Shanahan.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's another reason I hate him too.
Because
he forced his hand and get him Roddy out of here. And
how does an OC have that much power? How?
No, because you gotta think this is Quinn and Shanahan's first year here. So they probably feel like he probably went to Quinn like, you know what, I cannot work with Roddy because Roddy, yada yada yada, Roddy doesn't want to yada yada yada. And Quinn's like, okay, you know what? After this year, just suck it up, and we'll cut bait. And
but you know what? You said something that imagine if Roddy was on these teams from the Super Bowl on. I'm pretty sure some of that stuff that has been going on these last few years would not happen under Roddy, because you know Roddy is outspoken, and that's one thing I love about Roddy. Like,
right,
he gonna tell you his mind, whether he's wrong or not. He's gonna tell you his mind. So, yeah, that's another thing, another discussion for another day. I just feel like we got a team full of yes sirs, yes boys. So, I'm not saying that in a bad to be like, oh, you know, it's not a good thing. But sometimes you gotta like, sometimes you're gonna have to suggest like, ain't no way we're gonna throw the ball in the Super Bowl like that many times, like especially when you got the lead and the momentum, you know, you're gonna at least run the ball. But I'm sorry for talking about the Super Bowl.
I'm just
trying to make an example because like even going to the to these other guys, even this year, like, you know, what was our issue? Blowing leads with too much time on the clock. Run the ball. You know, like get the clock moving. That's all you got to do. So,
yep.
You know, I'm pretty sure Roddy would have had some suggestions as to how to do it. But of course, you know, Shanahan got rid of him before it happened, man.
Yeah.
And I just want everyone to know it'll take me 42 hours to get to Levi Stadium driving. I just looked it up.
Why are you looking that up?
Because y'all got me mad again, so I had to look up how long it's going to take me to get there.
And but you know, I mean,
the blue rock of Levi's thing.
Yeah. Oh man, well,
not bad. A day and 18 hours. That's not bad. I sleep in the car.
Yeah, someone can
pledge the membership so I can take a shower.
Yeah, that's too long of a drive.
Well, I ain't flying. Okay, it's Corona. Okay, I ain't on a plane. True. What she said that at, like basic employees, not the talent. Oh, Girl, say that again. Say it with your chest. I'm tired of these freaking boys club. Let's hold hands and make marshmallows. No. Play your game and put your foot in your fellow players' asses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. all I really want, man. You know, physical. Don't be up there talking like old boy, fast and physical, man. I really, you got to show me. You can't just say fast and physical. You got
right.
The tape doesn't lie. We all know that. So
talking about fast,
you say fast and physical, but your team is not
soft. Yeah, exactly.
So
Charmin.
And that's another thing. I'm not a fan of coaches doing the rah-rah speeches to it. I mean, it works to an extent, but when you're losing,
yeah,
it happens. So
yeah,
you know, rah-rah, I definitely hate rah-rah speeches. You know, do it when the time is really right. You know, don't just do it, you know, like old boy I did every single day. Seemed like, you know, every video you see him on, you know, embrace the funk.
Embrace being stinky, like that's just
embrace the suck. I'm sorry. Man, you lost me. That's what he really lost me when he said that. Like, no, I'm not. Why would I want to embrace the suck? It's up because I'm hurt. We just lost a big game.
Right.
You want us to embrace it? No.
Right. Like it never happened. Like no. Yeah.
Nah.
No, man. I remember that day like it was yesterday.
Man. Yeah, so.
Yeah. shit, I don't know what to do. You know, hopefully we get some good coaches. Of course, this will depend on next week's game. Where are we going? And if it looks like Raheem is going to be the front runner again, if he decides to win the Saints game. Well, if everyone decides to win the Saints game, because we were already talking about Raheem being the next coach for the Falcons. So hopefully that's
not a fan.
You know, not up to us, unfortunately. Because if it was, we would have been up with everybody. But Saints games next week. We don't know what's going to happen because what did Reggie say? Consistently inconsistent team.
I'm off work Sunday because I do want to see this game. Like I didn't see the last game in its entirety, so but I hope I'm able to get to see this one.
Right.
You know, that's why I was pissed. I was like, yeah, what happened? You know, based off Twitter because I was at work. It's like, dang. So when I get home, like we are already the bottom already gonna start falling out then. So I was like, I hope I'm off because I definitely will be back on the show if y'all have a.
For sure, and I have it on Sunday.
And what was crazy with that Saints game? The very first play, or the second play of the game, we bumped the Calvin for like a 30-40 yard gain. And we set a full field goal after that.
Look, and a funny thing, I haven't recorded. I still haven't watched it yet, so I might need to watch that. But everybody kept saying, "Nah, don't watch it." So I might just go on and delete it.
It was a close game. Like when we was up for the most part, then they scored like a last second touchdown to go up one to end the half, and then they go up eight in the third quarter. And then they scored that last touchdown, and that's really it. Like, they wasn't doing nothing too outrageous. We just, again, offense just ass, and we the defense just probably got tired from being out there that long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brayden said, just watch the highlights. It was bad from what the little clips that I saw. So, I don't know if you want to watch the whole thing. Just have the fucking fast forward button on. You know what I'm saying? Just fast forward to that joint. But hopefully, we win this game. As always, it's like the Saints. And Yeah, we will see y'all next week. We appreciate Reggie for coming on and joining us again. Glad he's watching the games again, because he truly was not. He said, fuck this team.
I was then, but yeah, thank my wife on that one. So.
Yes. Shout out to the wife, and the wife is a Raiders fan. And, you know, she put his son in some Raiders gear, right? Yeah. Put son in Raiders gear, so yeah, Reggie got
backwards right now. So nah, I tell them that too. Yeah, they ass backwards right now for doing it. Yeah. Yeah. I love them, but yeah. They lost.
They the black sheep so far.
Yeah, right. Like I said, it's been quiet since. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, it's just been pretty quiet since yesterday. So and that's how I love it. So I'm going to sleep over tonight.
That's right. Fuck Noah. Y'all got any shout-outs?
Oh, man. Shout-out to y'all, man, for letting me on, man. Shout out to everybody watching or, you know, commenting. So, yeah, that's it, man. My family, of course. But that's about it.
Lord, let's see if Josh shouts out his family.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Yeah, shout out to my little boy, Kason, and my baby, Nina. And yeah, and y'all, the listeners, everybody. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yes. Of course. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Breeze, who doesn't want to watch any more games. Reggie, he would have been on here earlier, but he stopped watching games. So I was like,
like I said, I'm a sore loser. So I just did what was best for me and just stopped watching for a brief period. And just watch the highlights and then, you know.
No, like I said, I totally get, because I honestly just stopped being like that, honestly, like some months ago. But before then, yeah, like we would lose, like especially to the Saints, and now like my whole weekend would be like messed up.
Yeah.
Like yeah. I won't be like okay until like Tuesday or something. Because I just hate them. And then I hate us just losing in general too.
Right. Back, Jack, it's me and Josh. It's Lisa and Josh. That's who's talking. I'm just not on camera.
Yeah, I didn't cut my hair. So my hair been going back crazy. So yeah.
He looks like a
I look homeless. Okay.
He looks like one of them new Muslims. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. They be just blowing their hair out everywhere.
Man, it's funny that you say it, because when I look at my passport, I'd be like, man, if I wasn't, like, black, man, like, I'd probably be getting racial profile even much more going to the airport.
They'd have people following to the airport talking about terrorism. Don't carry no briefcase.
Right. But yeah, real quick. My hair grew back, so that's why y'all can't see me tonight.
Jack said, really? Oh, that's what I need to say. We have merch now.
Oh.
We have shirts and hoodies and some other stuff. But shit, we need to make a PayPal or something, because the money's just going to be on the website. yeah, we have merch. So the link will be in the description box. And y'all should buy the merch, the listeners who support us in our future endeavors. Like Bree says, Josh needs a mic. So we can purchase Josh a mic. And we can pay some writers and do other fun stuff for the future that we can't do now because of Corona. But, you know. You know, we could do some tailgate and stuff that was actually going to happen this year, but y'all know what happened. And y'all don't know how to act, so we probably won't be able to do it until 2022, because don't nobody know how to act, okay? Especially in Atlanta. Motherfuckers, y'all piss me off. All y'all do is stay home and wear a mask. How hard is it? Ugh. the listeners. What's up, Jack? Why did y'all come on here and harass us like this? Okay, it's the listeners. I don't know what to call them. Friends are friends. Are they listening to this shit? Like, what the fuck? Is it snowing? I don't know, because I'm in DC. But we appreciate you guys watching, tuning in, commenting, all that stuff. Keep doing that and share with more of your friends, because we're trying to get sponsorships too. Okay, so on that note, we got this bitch.